Matt and Alex.
Don't know what happened there.
On Triple J.
Hey, so we were talking knock-knock jokes with Zan before.
Mm-hmm.
And I said a couple of them, but I think the best knock-knock joke I've ever seen. I was watching my girlfriend at the time's home videos, all right? She grew up with two other sisters. And the home video, one of the sisters, the oldest one is, or the eldest, as you should say, is telling a knock-knock joke.
Yeah.
You know? All very good, all very funny and stuff. And then the middle sister wanted to get involved, but she was sort of too young to get the concept of a knock-knock joke. She's like, I want to tell one.
Yeah.
Like, listen to me sort of thing. And so the family goes, okay, you can tell one. Go ahead. So then she goes, knock-knock. Family's like, who's there? She's sort of like, realizes she doesn't know.
she's got nothing.
Yeah, so she looks around the room and like looking at things to do a joke about. She goes, knock, knock. Who's there? Placemat. They're in the kitchen. Placemat who? Placemat bowl.
Did she crack up?
No. Waited for everyone else to didn't get the laughter that she was waiting for. But watching that back, I did laugh a lot.
Well, still better than my my attempted Halloween joke.
Yeah, that's going to make the point. It won't. You'll have to tell it again. It won't make it.
Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Boo.
I've been spooked by the okayed spookler. So there we go. Good on you, mate. Getting involved in the spirit of Halloween. Not a whole heap, to be honest, about Halloween.
There's nothing. We actually do not even mention it once.
But we do chat to Diplo, and it was nice. Although, phone line, quite dodgy.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's still
but
pretty...
But he was walking the streets of Lebanon
yeah,
at the
it's
time.
Still, it's still so... pretty incredible that we can talk to someone and record it, and then you can play that audio back.
Exactly.
Right now.
But he's just on a little box that's not connected to anything but shoots the audio of his voice to a radio station in Australia.
So the fact that it's a little bit muffly, I think, you know, we can put those worries aside.
Deal with it. Okay, have a good one.
Bye.
Matt and Alex joining you this morning. Thanks so much for tuning in. Matt, would you consider yourself an honest person?
I absolutely would.
Good.
Wait. Why did you chuckle then?
No, just checking.
Do you not believe me?
You're pretty honest, I'd say.
What do you mean pretty honest? When have I ever lied to you?
Look, I'm not sure, but I wouldn't say you're as honest as Tim Glover, officer of the Haines City Police Department from Florida in the States.
Why? What did Tim do?
Right, Tim, it's his job. It's quite a small town. It's his job to review the red light camera footage. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Go back, see who's been trying to sneak through on the dark oranges this morning.
Not even supposed to enter the intersection if the light is orange. You can get fined for that.
Exactly. Going into the blood oranges, maybe even into the red deliciouses. So he's sitting there having a look at the camera footage and then suddenly, oh no, that car kind of looks like mine sneaking through. And he's in the room by himself. The door's closed.
I mean, I'm sure there's video editing software
there. Right.
He could just do a little snip, snip.
But Tim said, no, I'm going to have to take my medicine here. Saw his own police cruiser going through on his way to lunch. This was 2 weeks prior to get a sandwich. And he said, he went up to his boss and said, look, I'm sorry. I found myself. Write me up, boss. $160 fine.
Whoa.
I've always taught that if you've done something wrong, to take responsibility for what you've done and accept your punishment, Glover said. In this part, it was paying the fine and getting my letter of reprimand. It was a good sandwich, but it probably wasn't worth the $160 I ended up paying, he choked, for lunch. So racing to a Sanger, but it cost him $160. That's pretty bit of integrity there, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it's a good move.
From the officer.
I mean, you know, I'm definitely not that honest. You're right, I'm not that honest.
But
I reckon I would have let that slide.
We're wondering if you've, you know, been quite upstanding, if you've taken your own medicine, if you've given yourself up to the law before. Sorry, I reckon there's some Australians out there that'd
when have you owned up?
Yeah.
Whew.
Have you got a story?
No, actually, because I've never broken the law ever in my life.
I remember my dad came home and I was in his room looking for Christmas presents.
Oh, Alex Dyson.
And I'm like, oh, like that moment, like, oh, should I hide? Should I like do this? I just walked out crying going, I was looking for Christmas presents.
Did you find any?
Water pistol. Matt and Alex, joining you here, and Matt, in this world of corruption and greed, okay, it's good to find beacons of hope and honesty on the distance. You said that you were one of those. Someone's texted in, oh, yeah, mate, what about that story you told about touch footy,
where
you
were
obviously touched?
I hate how much you remember. I honestly can't stand how well you remember everything.
The text line is so good at that.
I know.
You say one thing, it's like, oh, yeah, 3 years ago during a like a version, you told me
Yeah, okay, look, there was an incident where I got touched football, and I, you know, I took the try. But I will say right now that I then owned up to it on national radio the next day.
There you go.
All right?
Well, this police officer from Florida in the States was reviewing red light camera footage, saw himself going through a red, so told his boss and paid $160 fine. Equally honest people joining us here this morning, Ben from Castle Hill. What's your story, my friend?
Morning, boys. How are we?
Good, thanks, Ben. What did you have to own up to?
Well, I've been in retail for the last 10 years or so, and I remember this one time, it would have been about 4 or 5 years ago, that I guess anybody that works in retail has a good understanding on how challenging customers can be.
Yes.
What? Really? I thought the customer was always right there.
That's what I thought.
Oh, the customer is so rarely right.
This one time, this customer came in. She was trying to get this out of policy, return happening, and I wasn't having anything of it. And she basically just caused a big ruckus in store and ended up saying, yeah, nah, we're not going to do it. And being quite, I guess, sensitive on the day, I wrote up this big thing on Facebook as a bit of a vent, and saying something along the lines of,
On your page or on the workplace's
personal page? On my personal page.
Okay.
And ended up saying something along the lines of, the customer's not always right, epic fail or something, and I felt really guilty. So I ended up telling my area manager because I thought she would find out anyway. She didn't know anything of it and ended up getting a written warning for it.
Oh, well, you did the right thing though, mate.
Yeah, good on you.
I sure did.
For Ben, thank you very much for giving us your story. We've also got Chris from Lang Lang this morning. What about yourself, Chris? You an honest person?
Yeah, I am. Hi, how's it going?
Good, thanks, Chris. So tell us about your honesty. What happened, mate?
Well, I quit my job a couple of years back, and I'd been working there for a year or two.
You just fed up?
And
with people trying to return things that were annoying you too much?
So you quit your job, and then what happened?
So a couple of weeks after I left and started my new job and everything like that, I'd realised I'd been paid 2 weeks' wages still from that company.
Ooh.
A nice little bonus in the bank account.
Accounts hadn't scratched your name off the... off the payment list.
off the pay list. So I walked back into the work on the Saturday 3 weeks later, and boss goes, well, what are you doing here? And I said, well, sort of got the 2 weeks' wages in cash that you've paid me into my bank account. And he goes, oh, I didn't even know.
Dude.
Oh, and so they gave him back the money.
He gave him back the money in cash, so he probably stuck it in his pocket.
Yeah, he probably went straight to the dealership.
Well, hopefully your honesty... became the karma went through and some more honesty happened, and the chain continued and the world was a better place because of it. Chris, you know what? I'm going to get some cabin baggage and send it out to you, my friend.
There you go.
Awesome.
Stay on the line. We'll get your details. How about that? Good things happening on Triple J this morning.
Triple J's music news.
And to help us as always, Al Newstead, good morning to you.
Morning, guys. How are we?
What's been going on?
What has been going on? I'm trying to think. I watched a crazy doco yesterday about a Superman movie that never got made. which was going to be directed by Tim Burton and starring Nicolas Cage.
Ooh.
What?
Yeah.
Nicolas Cage as Superman?
Yeah, it sounds crazy and it looked pretty crazy, to be honest.
Goodness, man.
When was that?
Late 90s, like 98, 99, I think. Right. And then I had all the Batman films and it never happened. And here we are.
And here we are.
Much better for it.
2016, where there have been some very good covers recently, I must say, Al. I mean, Friday morning.
Oh, you guys get a few.
A huge one from DMAs.
Do you believe in life after love?
Which was great.
Lush.
Played it again this morning earlier on if you missed it. Jumped to the Triple J Facebook. But tell us about some other big covers that are coming through.
Yeah, well, one of your favourite Aussie bands has done a cover of Chance the Rapper.
Because we don't do the same drugs no more.
So this is Same Drugs by Chance from his colouring book mixtape, dropped earlier this year. He's heading over for some festivals and stuff. But see if you can pick the Aussie artist who's done this version of it.
We don't do the same drugs no more. We don't do the same drugs no more.
Man, I can't pick it.
Huh? That sort of bluesy tone.
No. John Butler.
No, I'm bad. I think you're thinking of this band.
Oh,
yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. What did they do that one for?
So this is from a new deluxe version of their album Hopes, the Rubens. It's coming out on 4th of November, I think, so later this week. And there's a bunch of extra tracks there. It's kind of like an acoustic little EP, but then, yeah, this brand new recorded cover of Chance the Rapper.
Oh, sensational.
So it wasn't for a radio station or anything?
No.
Just for their release?
It's just getting in the studio. And, yeah, they must be hip-hop fans because, obviously, for like a version as well, they did that sort of semi-cover of King Kunta.
Yes, bashing it up with Adele, which you can find on Triple J, like a version, volume 12, going for 2 weeks at number one. Go and grab yourself a copy. It's a ripper. Hey, Al, we've been getting lots of texts this morning from people around the Brisbane and Sydney areas who copped a little bit of this over the weekend.
I was at the NBL yesterday watching Bullets versus Kings. Vonso, when they were in here, they said that they wanted to do the grand final.
Could it happen? They were playing the River Stage in Brisbane on Friday, Horden as well in Sydney. What news you got for us?
Well, that show at the River Stage. So, you know, Vonso, pretty big band, tour quite a bit. You'd imagine that they'd have some sort of system from getting from venue to venue.
Yeah.
Turns out they just caught the bus to the River Stage.
What, with their guitars and stuff?
Well, I don't know if someone else was rallying that stuff, but there's definitely just some pics on their Snapchat of them just hanging out on the bus, which is amazing. But the reason we know this is because they almost missed their sound check because the bus was running late.
Oh, no.
Yeah, this is great. So they tweeted, there's a tweet at them at the TransLink saying, "Oi, where are you? Where's this 180? We're going to miss our sound check." And they got this very formal response, which is like, "Good afternoon. Can you advise what time the bus is due and the direction so I can check the real-time information?"
Oh, goodness.
And they were like, "Nah, it's all good, guys. We've got it. We're going to make it now."
Violet Soho and Malcolm Turnbull love getting on the transport for photo opportunities.
Just band of the people. But, yeah, they're touring around with the Bronx, Luca Brasi, and Tired Lion. I think Sophie from Tired Lion's going to be in with Drive, the Savo, so we can maybe hear how they get around to get to their shows. One I wanted to get to now just quickly is another big band played a secret show over the weekend. Arcade Fire. So their last album was Reflector a few years back, but they played some brand new music at a secret gig. Super secret. It was less than 200 people there and they were warming up for a festival. They were playing in New Orleans. And phones were confiscated, so I haven't seen any sneaky footage or audio yet.
I was going to say, have you had any sort of insight into what the songs are about or what they sound like?
Yeah, well, there was a couple of reports saying it was kind of a disco flavour, very percussion heavy, so it sounds like they're continuing that reflective vibe, but also some very weighty political topics.
Okay.
Yeah, that's kind of interesting. And they also did a cover of the Ghostbusters theme with a brass band.
Yeah.
Because it's a secret gig, so why the hell not?
Kooky Canadians. Can't wait for that one. And Al, stick with us because given it is the 31st of October this morning, that means tomorrow is November. And
I think that I'm beginning.
Oh, it's a track I'm loving.
Loving indeed. Lisa Mitchell there, the boys, for your Monday morning. It's 9 minutes to eight. Hope you are well. And shout-outs to Veronica and Lewis. If you want to check out their Facebook page, you can see Lisa Mitchell giving a response video to the boysing phenomenon.
Yeah, Carl from Horsham doing very, very well. Al Newstead.
Toes down, legs up. Love it.
Chin resting on hands, just boysing all day long. It was very good and it was very funny. Seeing Lisa Mitchell's Instagram of the video of her doing at the airport.
Yeah, very public. That was great. Just seeing her like just in the little giggle just before the loop.
Right down the travelator.
It's great.
Solid.
Good on you, Lisa.
If you get a chance. Hey, we are talking music news. Before we get into Triple J's plans for Oz Music Month, Al Newstead, you got a couple more stories for us.
Yeah, well, he might be getting around with Kevin Parker and Lady Gaga at the moment, but Mark Ronson, he's been slapped with a copyright lawsuit for Uptown Funk. Uptown Funk, you up.
Come on, dance. Jump on it. Why?
This is no good.
Yeah. So an 80s band called Collage saying that he ripped Uptown Funk off from their single called Young Girls. So this is the original that you voted into the pointy end of Hottest 100.
All right, we're familiar with the original.
Yep,
what's this young girl song like?
Well, this is what it sounds like.
Well,
kind of similar.
I mean, they're just the same style of song.
Yeah.
Like, surely there'd be heaps of
Uptown Funk You
songs
Up.
Uptown Funk You Up.
Sound
what?
Like this.
But could you just sing over it like that?
So what do you reckon Marky Mark's going to do?
I don't know. Well, there's no sort of money indication in this lawsuit. They've basically just been like, hey, this is too similar for our liking. It's got the same guitar riffs. There's parts with the horns, some synthesizers, yada, yada. Lots of legal speak being like, hey, guys, you ripped us off. Matt, I agree with you. I think it's definitely sort of like a stylistic thing and it's kind of like how close do you get before you're ripping off or you're just within a particular style and the whole thing is Uptown Funk's kind of like this tribute to 80s funk.
But yeah, I think, that's how I sort of
But I think the fuzzy area is that, you know, Mark Ronson's talked before about how he loves all these 80s bands and, you know, he listens to that stuff and it's like, you know, he's very conscientiously going through and listening to records. It's not like this is a sample buried in the middle of a song. It's like this is the main hook of the whole song.
Interesting stuff. All right, we'll keep an eye on that. Maybe there'll be some settlements. Who knows?
Yeah, and it's not the first time either. So, like, there was the Gap Band stuff last year. Because, like, that the Up. Uptown Funk You Up, Uptown
right.
Funk You Up is pretty much a take of a song of theirs called Oops Upside Your Head.
Same band.
Yeah. Oh, different band. But
right.
That same sort of like, oops, upside your head, say oops, upside your head.
Upside your head, say oops, upside your head.
Which is,
say oops,
Uptown Funk You Up, say Uptown Funk You Up.
Say oops,
and that never went to court. Because
right.
They did a settlement where they were like, all right, we'll share the royalties with you guys. So now,
right.
Whenever Uptown Funk is sold or bought or downloaded, these guys, the Gap Band, get a bit of the credit.
Really?
Yeah.
There you go. All right, well, we'll keep an eye and ear on that one. Al, let's do it. Tomorrow, Oz Music Month starts. I mean, we love Australian music all over the place, but in November, we get a little bit clingy.
Oh, my gosh.
And
we go over with some overnight stuff and we don't leave for 4 days.
Or
and
we start putting our stuff in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's so huge. There's so much stuff going on. So there's some regular stuff that we do when we celebrate Oz Music Month. So stuff like Oz Music T-shirt Day that is locked in for Friday the 18th of November. So get your laundry sorted out. And that's also the same day we're doing our Unearthed Party in Melbourne.
Which I just can't wait for all day. Alex Leahy, Ali Barter, North East Party House, me.
So wear your Oz Music T-shirt to that one. We got the J Awards as well, Australian Album of the Year, but we also have awards for Triple J Unearthed and Double J. They are going to be revealed, I can tell you now, for the first time Wednesday morning. I believe you guys are rolling that one out.
We certainly are, yeah. We're going to be letting you know all the nominees for the J Awards on Wednesday.
And then we're going to have the winners for that later in the month. But this is the one I'm really excited about. This is very special. We're going to be celebrating 10 years of TripleJUnearthed.com, right? And it's big. It's real big. So we're doing a J-Files sort of looking at the last decade of the digital radio station and the website, all the amazing Australian artists that have come through there. And then we're doing a big old countdown.
Oh, we love a countdown.
Of the 100 best discoveries of TripleJUnearthed.com.
Ooh.
It's going to be tunes. It's going to be interviews.
It's going to be played on the radio 100 to 1.
Yep, that's right. And it's going to be played on Triple J, Triple J Unearthed, Double J. This is happening on Saturday, the 12th of November.
Okay, let me get it right. 12th of November.
Get in your diaries, boys.
If you're listening to Triple J, you'll be able to hear 100 to 1, the best discoveries of the last year, 10 years of TripleJUnearthed.com.
Yeah. There's been a lot, so if you think about it.
Oh, man. Well, we just played Bit of the Rubens before.
Do you know any
found
of
their
the,
song on Unearthed?
Of the songs?
Any in there? Oh, I can guess. I haven't seen any list or anything.
So hit me with a guess of like something that might appear in.
Oh, mate, there's so many, like the Rubens, Stonefield, Emma Louise, Bloody Flume, like this Big Scary, there's so many, and I think a lot of people are going to be listening to that countdown going, wow, really, those guys?
That's pretty impressive. How is this being decided?
I believe the Triple J Unearthed team have basically like asked people who have worked, who are currently working. They've talked to artists, they've talked to a whole bunch of people, and put together this list and been like, guys, this is the definitive ranking.
That's okay. Awesome.
Well, that's a big countdown on Saturday, the 12th of November. Be listening for that one. Hey, thank you very much, Al Newstead. We'll catch you later.
Thanks, guys.
Stick with us. Diplo giving us a call after 8. He announced he's going to be in Australia earlier next year. We'll try and get some news for you, Al. Just
yeah, I might go sit by the computer and wait for that one.
Okay, stay tuned.
Yes, and Kida Alexander there. My Own Way is the name of that track. Kida out of Port Macquarie in New South Wales. We kicked off with DZ Death Rays, Pollyanna. Hope you are well. Matt and Alex are with you at 12 minutes past 8.
And Matt, we're so pumped this morning to have a chat to someone who's behind a project who released a video last week teasing a couple of dates. He's joining us this morning. Good morning to Diplo.
Hey, what's up, Triple J?
Hey, last time we caught you, we chatted to you. You were in a car out the front of a restaurant waiting to go in. Where have we got you right now?
I'm just arriving in Beirut. I'm at my hotel, so I'm going to go do a show in about an hour.
Oh, goodness me, doing a gig in Lebanon. What takes you there? Is this one of many places around that you've been performing?
Actually, I had like a little tour in the Mid East, few cities. You know, big Dubai show Halloween weekend in Dubai. But the other shows in Turkey got canceled like recently, so I came to Lebanon instead. So that was basically why.
You didn't just decide to take it off that night. You thought, no, we need to get a show somewhere.
Well, you know, I did Israel like a couple 2 months ago, I think, and I just think it's important to come to other cities around here to show some love and some support. So it's really important to go to Lebanon and places that I can go to, of course.
Now, Diplo, I've got to ask you, why were you Googling alligator bite?
Oh, because I was at my mom's house last week before I came to Lebanon. I came from Orlando, actually. And I fell into the river and I scratched my leg on something really bad. But I thought it was bad. It was all over the water there, but it was actually a rusty piece of boat. So.
Okay, it wasn't an alligator?
I mean, I don't know, man. I was.
Oh, goodness me. Well, stay out of the water. If you're coming to Australia as well, we've got the around the northern areas you want to keep out
yeah,
of.
Yeah, you want to be avoiding that.
Like, how did you fall in? Did someone pull a prank and give you a push or something?
No, we got like a dock. So you hear the alligators, but you just jump out anyway for fun off the dock. And then, but the rapids are really, really, really fast. I was really scared. Like, I kind of grabbed onto something real quick and I guess when I cut myself. So. Yeah.
Tell you
because the hurricane happened like 2 weeks ago, so the water is like moving fast still on the river in Florida.
Oh, man, you're a braver person than me. I wouldn't be going anywhere near it. Hey, we're so excited that you're coming out, Diplo. It looks by all means from the video that we've seen like it's going to be absolutely huge.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't done any solo shows in Australia and like, man, it's been like 8 years in the venues because I've only been playing like, you know, the festival circuit. And it's fun to come back and just do like a more like a club show and like venues and stuff like that. So it's going to be really exciting, bring some friends and It's going to be crazy.
Well, it's going to be huge as well because you've done so many, you know, benchmark things along the way, whether it's with the Major Lazer stuff, Jack Yu, your own stuff with producing and things. What sort of mix are we going to be getting at these Diplo shows?
I've got some new Major Lazer records coming out at the top of the year, so it's kind of cool stuff. I've got like an Afrobeat record we did, and I've got some hip-hop songs I've done. So about four tracks and some club stuff. So literally I'm doing everything. Just giving you guys, giant audience is very eclectic. They are fans of everything. Their fans are great. It's like go to a party and play like every kind of song, every tempo, as long as I mix it together. That's what I love coming to Australia.
Yeah, you mentioned that you're going to be hanging out with some friends. What, you're going to bring some friends out for the tour. Are they going to be international friends or local friends? Because I saw you had Nina Las Vegas, good friend of Triple J, working on the Diplo and Friends BBC mix-ups recently. Who can you give, hint any names?
Of course, I would love for Nina to come. There'll be some Australia, whatever. We're going to mix it up. It's going to be international for sure.
Sensational. Well, let's play a track here from Diplo and then we'll be back with the man himself to find out exactly when these shows are happening and where you can catch him. You're on Triple J with Matt Nellis. Good morning. On Triple J, that is To You from Jack Yu, a.k.a. Diplo and Skrillex. It features Aluna George, and we're pumped to have Diplo on the phone with us right now because he's actually coming to the country doing a few solo shows around the place early next year. Hello again, Diplo.
Hey, Triple J.
I love that you are. Earlier you said, just before we went to that song, you said that you were excited to come out and do some more club-style shows. But looking at these venues, there's nothing clubby about them. I mean,
the Brisbane showgrounds.
Yeah, they're stadiums, man.
I mean, I've never done my own like show. I've only done a festival for the last, like I said, 5 or 6 years, it feels like. So it's like, doing your own venue where you have your own programming is something special. So if you come out, you're going to hear like, it's going to be like a miniature Madison block party, basically.
That'll be so, so fun. Well, as we mentioned, Brisbane Showgrounds, 10th of March. Horden Pavilion on the 11th in Sydney. The Theberton in Adelaide on the 13th, 16th. You go to Darwin as well. Don't fall in the water. Terminal in Perth around the 17th of March and 18th of March. Festival Hall in Melbourne, finishing off with a massive one there as well. So it'll be really great. And congratulations, just seeing that you've just got the 2.6 billion streams for Lead On as well. That must be a pretty cool record to have.
That's crazy. Hey, make sure if you want to see a small show, come to Darwin.
Yeah, well, good excuse to get to the top end.
Yeah, that Discovery, it's a great little club, but that'll be it'll be crammed, man. Absolutely crammed.
Yeah, there you go. Some internet for you guys. Fly up.
What's the most heaving show you've played recently, Diplo?
Man, there's a new club in New York called, I can't remember the name of the club. It's the one I played like a month ago. Global Citizen Festival. It's like a big festival in Central Park with Metallica and Rihanna. It was literally just like the tiniest club ever. I did 2 shows in New York this year in like tiny clubs.
It must be awesome to be able to balance those sort of shows with, I was just randomly watching TV in Australia and Good Morning America was on and you were there playing the bass, Moo was singing singing at the front, and you're now playing on breakfast television. That must be an interesting crossing over of worlds that you've managed to achieve there.
What's your Good Morning America on in Australia?
It's on at like 5:30 in the morning. It's for people like us who are awake at ridiculous hours.
They got nothing else to put on other than infomercials.
I've actually read this show, but I'm happy to end it. Like, some music up. Didn't pay where I could play it. That's cool. I'm happy.
Excellent.
It's cool something. I love to do it. I love the cool thing about the way I've grown as an artist. It's cool to as you get bigger and make bigger records, it's cool to keep doing cool things that help push the culture forward, you know? And I always try to, like, at least push out records that are still innovative. So Australia's always been supporting me since, like, 15 years. It feels like we're going there.
Yeah, well, we're going to make sure we keep supporting you as well because you've been doing some incredible stuff. We can't wait for you to come out all around Australia. As well as Auckland as well, Brisbane, Sydney, Adelaide, Darwin, Perth and Melbourne. Diplo, thank you so much for giving us a call right now. Good luck with your show in Lebanon.
And I can't wait to be waving my shirt around early next year when you're in the country.
Yes, wave that shirt. All right, bye, guys.
Thanks, man.
Breakfast with Matt and Alex on Triple J.